Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Please be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself. I have something special to share with you. Today's date is December 29, 2011, and I want to take you back a few months to October of 2011. Mid that month, I had an epiphany for my online talk show, and I realized the potential of this show after an interview with one particular person. So I started to venture into my networking markets and started to promote this show even more. I said to myself, I'm gonna interview somebody once a day for the rest of this year. Yes, Monday through Friday, once a day for the rest of this year. So I started to promote. And little did I know, I run into somebody on Facebook who was a potential guest for this show. For some reason, the interview never took place right away. But that person kept in contact with me. That person kept finding out things about me. And before you know it, that person became like a co-producer for Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. And believe me when I say this, there have been times that I was stuck and I couldn't find a guest for this show. I'm like, how am I got to fulfill my goal, because those that know me know when I set a goal, I always achieve it. But there were times I had no clue. I had Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays just wide open, at least one day per week that was just wide open and I didn't know how to fill it. And there came a ray of sunshine, always there to fill in that spot. And when I say a ray of sunshine, that's exactly what I mean. My guest today has been like an unsung hero of this show that you're listening to right now, Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. So I am so privileged and honored to have her as a guest right here today. And I know that this is going to be a special show because the lines are already blowing up for this special person. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a successful singer, actress, and author. And in addition to that, she's a poet and pastor. She has a love for science fiction, and she has an a cappella CD in the Rockefeller Hall of Fame. She is also a great defender of children everywhere and works with Paul Peterson and his organization, A Minor Consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, I do mean, please put your hands together for the incomparable, the extraordinary Sunshine Lee. That's right. Put your hands together. Sunshine, on the line. Sunshine.
Well, I got tears in my eyes. How am I supposed to follow that, Motown? Thank you so much for what a lovely introduction. I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Sunshine. Without a doubt, thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. It's like you are you're God sent. Because I said, literally, when I set a goal, I got to achieve it. And there were weeks, there was always this one day. Like, this is one example. Like, I have a Wednesday that I just can't fill. And then you would call, and you're like, hey, I got somebody who wants to be on your show. I'm like, well, I only got Wednesday open. That's when they're available, Wednesday.
Stop. Do you remember who that Wednesday was filled by?
Remind me.
Paul Peterson,
yes,
with A Minor
Paul
Consideration.
Peterson.
Yes, it was. It was the only day he had free that week, and what a lovely show he had. By the way, for anybody that's listening, it's in the archives. It was a wonderful show, and so, yeah, that was great.
It was always a magical situation between us and you helping me out with the show. And ladies and gentlemen, for everyone listening, I have yet to meet Sunshine.
You're the nicest guy I've never met, Motown.
Well, you know what? I know without a doubt you are beyond remarkable, because I haven't met you yet, but I can see in your videos, your reels, the people you have interacted with that have met you just fall in love with you. Tyra Banks, for example. I'm looking at the show that you were on, Tyra Banks, and I mean, I think you and Tyra Banks knew each other for years just by looking at that show.
You know, and I understand that, because when I was what people don't know is, because I come off as so bold and bombastic, they don't know what I go through on occasion when I'm on stage with somebody the ilk of Tyra Banks. And when I was up there and they were critiquing my singing, first of all, I love to sing, and when they critique my singing, I got a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she felt me shaking. I do. I think she did, because when Tyce DiIorio, who was one of the judges, he's an awesome guy and a great dance instructor.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me a question, and he said, "Would you like the truth, or would you like me to just say your outfit looks great, or whatever he said?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of stumped. I didn't know what to say. And Tyra whispered in my ear. She said, "The truth. Tell me what the truth." Thank God for Tyra Banks. She is there 100% of the time for her guests and for her staff. You can tell the ilk of a person by the people who work for them. And her staff loved her. There was never a negative commentary about Tyra Banks, and it wasn't for any other reason other than she's a loving person. And I love working with people that are nice, and boy, is she nice. So thanks for letting me share that with you.
No, fantastic. Now, speaking of celebrities, what other celebrities have you worked with? Because I know you've worked with a handful.
I have worked with a handful. I've worked with Scott Bakula, who played on Quantum Leap, and then he played on Enterprise. And then I worked with Hal Landon, who is a teacher at Long Beach City College, and he actually cast me in a play for Long Beach City College. That's on my Facebook page. And I had a couple really neat teachers that have been quite famous, Greg Mortensen and Tony Carrero. Tony Carrero was the Viagra guy. And he's my teacher. It was kind of cute.
Oh,
Greg Mortensen was on Days of Our Lives for like a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the neatest guys that I ever worked with,
mm-hmm.
and I can't wait to work with him in the future, is John C. Reilly. I got hooked up with him through Tim and Eric's Totally Awesome show, which is on the Adult Swim channel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a recurring cast member. Every once in a while, they call me up and tell me they've got this silly little comedy routine for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time they called me up and they said, "You're going to be playing opposite John C. Reilly." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" And they're like, "No, I'm serious." Oh, okay, well, what am I doing? Well, it's all improv. And I said, "Well, okay," because I was in the middle of an improv class with Greg Mortensen. And the timing was amazing. I go there, and I do this great little skit with him called Check It Out with Dr. Stephen Brule.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first episode, the pilot, if you will, of the season of the show. I did not, of course, not know that. And I'm glad, because I would have been a little more nervous. But we had a wonderful time. And then it was a silly little thing that you can still find that on the internet. But it was, John C. Reilly is more over the top than I am. He really is. Honest to God, he's just crazy. When they tell him to do something, he just does it. He don't care. So it was such a crazy little scene, and I don't want to blow it for anybody because I want him to find it and look it up, that at the end of it, we sat down and we had lunch, and I looked at him and I said, "John, you are like the nicest guy I've ever met. He's so mellow and laid back." And I said, "How can you be so crazy and just be so mellow?" But what I didn't realize is I was doing the same thing. I was sitting across from a man who was very mellow, laid back, and having lunch, and I was doing the same doggone thing as he was, and I was just as crazy as he was. So he just looked at me and said, "They pay me good." You know, something like that. But he's absolutely cool. He is so, so mellow and laid back. And you don't think that when you're a little kid growing up in Hollywood, you look at these people on TV and like, oh, my God, you know, they've got to be these, like, big, larger-than-life people, and then you work with them. And once in a while, you get the opportunity to work with somebody the ilk of Scott Bakula, John C. Reilly, and Tyra Banks. And I didn't get to work with him, but I worked on an Andy Griffith film. I've yet to meet him. It was called Play the Game. And that aired on Showtime last year. But, you know, so I have worked with tons of people, and most of them are really nice.
Wow,
I work
with
a couple that aren't, and they shall remain nameless, but the ones, you know, we'll talk about the ones that are nice, okay?
Exactly.
Thank you.
That is amazing. And, wow, I've seen the episode with you and John C. Reilly, and I didn't know it was improv. That was some really good stuff. So y'all have to check it out.
You thought that was scripted?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. You know what? We need to start promoting your VMO channel right now so people can, like, multitask and listen to this.
Okay, it's Vimeo. It's Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. It's like video with an M instead of a D. It's www.vimeo.com/SunshineLee, all lowercase, and Sunshine Lee is SunshineLee. So it's vimeo.com/SunshineLee. And there's now about like 35 videos on there. And actually, one of the neatest videos, and it was just my husband took it because he knew how much it would mean to me. I actually had the opportunity to sing a song called Stoned in Love with You with Clem Pennington from the Drifters.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he was on Motown Show a couple of months ago. And it was just the neatest opportunity. That's on my Vimeo page, too.
Yes. You have helped me co-produce some of the most exciting and interesting guests on my show, and I really appreciate it. I'm popular in Cleveland, Ohio now because of Sunshine.
Yes, you are.
I have a following in Cleveland,
Stop. Before you take any calls, I have an announcement. I'm sorry. That was rude of me, but I have no choice. Because you talk as much as I do, and I had to stop you. No. Anyway, here's the thing, you guys. I was going to do something different, but I've changed what I'm going to do, and it'll bless you like a whole bunch more. I have a book. You guys know that I've written three books. Two of them are sci-fi. They can both be found on Amazon.com. The other one, the third one, is my book of poetry, and it's called Musings of Sunshine, A Lifetime in Verse. It is a limited edition because there are errors in it that I need to fix. You won't see them as errors, but I do because I'm really picky, and I don't like it if something is all in a different font or something's all capital and the other thing is lowercase. That just drives me up a wall because there's no uniformity. So I'm going to be ordering some more books depending upon the amount of callers that actually call in, press number one, and ask me a question. And I don't care what the question is, as long as it's nice. Always be nice. And regarding my career or whatever you want to ask, you just ask me a question, and that I will gift to you. I will get the books for anybody that calls in and asks me a question right now today on this live program.
Wow. Are you serious? You're giving away a free book.
Yeah, because I'm really a nice person. Don't tell nobody, though.
All right, everybody, get your questions ready. Let me throw a hint at some of the people who are holding, and thank you for patiently holding. You can look while you're on hold, and you want to ask a really, really good question. You can look up Sunshine Lee on imdb.com and see some of her work, and then pull up a question from there.
Look up Ray Sunshine Lee on the IMDb. There's another Sunshine Lee that ain't me. Ray is R-A-E. And then Sunshine, and then Lee. Look up Ray Sunshine Lee. Make sure you get the right person.
Yes,
because I don't
look
know what that other chick did, but it wasn't me.
You can look her up, and you can develop a really good question. So we're going to go for our first caller, and Sunshine is going to get ready to give away some stuff. So we got our first caller. What you was going to say?
Well, make sure that you give your address to Motown at the end of the show, or an email address or something.
What we're going to do, don't worry, caller. I'm going to take down your number, and we'll call you late after the show. So you don't have to worry about giving your address over the line or anything like that.
I'm sorry.
Okay? No problem. So get ready. We got our first caller from area code 818 who has been patiently waiting. 818, you are on the line right now, and what's your question for Sunshine?
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hey, Sunshine. How you doing? It's Cracker.
This is Joe Cracker Brown, the man that did my current demo reel and was amazing. God send to me as well. Hi, Cracker. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, girl? Thank you for the nice introduction.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Well, I was going through those videos, and I was mostly curious about how long did you actually get to work with John C. Reilly? He seems like a great guy to work with.
He was just lovely. I got to spend the whole day with him. Like, I worked with Dean Norris on that show as well for like 20 minutes. He was in and out. I worked with John C. Reilly the entire day. We went from one shoot at a restaurant, had lunch, and then went to the other shoot at the interview. It was fabulous. I worked the whole day with him. It was an eight-hour day that I didn't mind spending at all. I think John
wow.
was probably there for about 5 or 6 of the hours, and I did a couple pickup shots at the end.
That's, yeah, he probably took off.
Well, actually, he got done with his job. He just then, and actually, oh, you know what? I'm wrong. Thank you for making me clear that up. As I was walking out the door, there were about 6 people there, and he was the last one sitting down. And I always hug people when I leave. I gave everybody a hug, except John C. Reilly, because, you know, the guy's a star, and I wasn't sure how I should react. And he goes, well, what the hell am I, Chuck Liver? I said, no, don't you know I saved the best for last? It was an improv moment that needs to go down in history. And I gave this man a big old hug. He's lucky he didn't get a kiss, okay? He was one of the nicest guys. So you know what? He worked longer than I did.
Wow. That must have been so much fun.
It was wonderful. And you just got yourself a poetry book. It's a limited edition. Yeah, hey, woo!
Yes, have it up with that.
Thanks
all
for calling,
right.
Parker. You ready to go down to the park and do some more videos?
Yeah, definitely.
Works for me. Give me a call. Let me know your schedule in January, because I'm starting back to school on the 9th.
Sounds good.
Thank you for
letting me participate with you guys, and you have a great day.
Thanks, Parker. Keep listening to the rest of the show.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too.
Cracker Brown is another guest that Sunshine got for me. Thank you very much, Sunshine. Thank you, Cracker. That was excellent. Thank you for calling. What an excellent opportunity to call and get a free book. We're going to keep the lines going. We got another caller. Get ready for another free giveaway, as long as you have a good question. That's area code 717. Area code 717. What's your name and your question right now?
Hello, Sunshine.
That's Janet. That is Shorty's wife. Shorty is Shorty from the Beverly Hillbillies fame. And Shorty is there with her listening to this call right now. Janet, I love you. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we just love you too, and we're doing just fine.
Good.
It's starting to get some snow up here in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Our first snow of the year.
I'm in California.
And I was going to ask, are you missing the snow?
No, not even a little bit. But thanks for asking. What I miss the most are people like you and Shorty. I miss you guys tremendously. I wish we could all be out in California. But, man, I had to leave Ohio because of my knees. It was just starting to hurt to walk because of the cold. And I don't have that so much out in California, thank God. So, but I miss all of my friends. I've got friends in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Indiana, and Tennessee, and I miss all you guys so much. And thank you so much for calling into the show, Janet. Is Shorty with you?
Yes, he's into the TV right at the present, so
okay.
I had to walk away. So
okay,
listen,
I understand.
You all have a good day, and thank you for appreciating all of us back east.
Can I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Janet, you're supposed to ask me a question, so that's what entitles you to a free book. So ask me a question about my career.
Are you going to make any more movies with John C. Reilly?
Actually, that's a great question, because I just did. And it's going to be out in 2012, and I'm in the trailer, and it's called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's fabulous. I can't
Thank
wait.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to get a taste of fear up, because Shorty's got a great little scene in there, too.
Well,
thank you very much. You're welcome. We love you guys. Tell Shorty, give him my love.
We will.
Okay.
Thank you, Janet.
I think she hung up.
She's
Shorty's in a nursing home now, but you know, and he has his good days and his bad days, and he called this morning and so it was really nice to know that they were going to be able to call in and at least listen into the show. That was a wonderful thing. So thank you, Motown.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that.
Oh, no, fantastic. I'm just excited about this show. We're going to break the record of all-time callers for this show. 'Cause we, The callers are patiently waiting. Don't worry, you're going to get on the line. Make sure you press the number one if you want to get on and get a free book and ask a question. But we're going to move it forward at area code 423. Area code 423, please state your name and what's your question. You're on the line right now.
Well, hello, Sunshine. This is Yvonne in Tennessee. How you doing?
Yes, Lord. That's my best friend between her and Shelby. Shelby in Indiana and Yvonne in Cleveland, who's now in Tennessee. These are the two best friends that I had in my childhood. So it's really good to hear you, Yvonne. Thank you for calling in. What's your question?
Well, thank you. I was wondering, you remember the movie you did with Columbine?
Welcome to Collinwood. Huh?
Yeah. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
That you did with them? I never got a chance to meet him?
No, and here's what happened. I got there, his scenes were done 2 weeks before they cast me. So when I went down there, I did my scene, and I asked for permission to go to the bathroom, and they said I had more than enough time. So I went, and when I got back there, they were already shooting, so my scene never made it to the editing room floor. But I got paid for it, so I have credit for it on the IMDb. I never got to meet George Clooney. I would love to have met him. Man, was he a hottie back in the 80s, right, when he was playing with all the girls on that girls show? What was that fact like? I'm sorry, go ahead, Yvonne.
The other question I wanted to ask you, do you think you ever do another movie if they film it in Cleveland?
Oh, absolutely. I would do that. Absolutely. In fact, I understand, if it works out, Melanie is coming to concert in April in Ohio, in Toledo. And if she does, I'm going to go up there and sell the CDs with her, so I'm going to be in Toledo. And the guy that I did, Rich Yarber, that I did Deep Dark Woods, No Witnesses for, was actually thinking about coming up there and shooting a couple scenes while I'm there as a prequel to my scene in Deep Dark Woods, No Witnesses. So I may very well be doing something in Cleveland. Cleveland's where I started my acting career with North Coast Casting, which is run by Ray Such. He has, like, this amazing basic acting class that helped me so much. It was tremendous, and he's still out there in Cleveland teaching. So big ups to Ray Such.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people they're pretty good from Cleveland, Ohio, in their acting
absolutely.
Talk show. And
I'm sorry?
They have a lot of talented people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
problem with Cleveland is there's no money in Cleveland to shoot the film, so it's really hard to get them done and go to the next project because it's so hard to get financing. So what I did, which just blew them away, boy, Motown, if you think I'm bombastic down here, you should see what I did in Cleveland. There were so many places that would give you free stuff by saying, hey, we'll give you screen credit. But nobody knew to do that. And I'd been in sales for so long, I just thought, well, why not? And it worked really well. So whenever I was involved in a production, we always had food on set. When anybody else was, usually they didn't, because they didn't know to make a phone call and say, hey, I'll give you screen credit. Give me some food. And it works.
Yeah.
In L.A., though, they got deluged with it. It doesn't work out here so much. But it works in Ohio.
So, Sunshine, tell Yvonne what she won.
Her name is Yvonne. You're welcome. Yvonne, you just won my book, the one I told you about, the poetry book. Okay?
The poetry book?
Yeah.
So thank you for calling.
I know you wanted the other one. I can't do that because that's on Amazon.
No, I bought those other two already.
Oh, you bought the Elfwind of Dextada?
Okay. All right.
I have the first book.
We'll get it figured out after the show, but thank you very much,
Yvonne.
Yes,
we will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Love you, Yvonne. Thanks for calling.
I love you. Have fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
See, you know what it is? I wrote two sci-fi books. She got the first one, and they're waiting for the second.
Oh,
and that's what she thought it was.
Must be nice to have a following. Very nice.
I know. I write good stuff, man. You should look it up. The first one is As Timeless as Infinity. You can get it on Amazon.com. And the next one is The Elfwind of Dextada, and I'm getting ready to write the third one. I'm starting that next week.
Wow. Excellent. I will definitely look it up, just as well as everybody who's on this line is going to make sure they look it up. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it up. We're going to stir it up. at area code 440. Area code 440. What's your name and your question for Sunshine?
Hello?
That's you.
Oh hey, how you doing, Motown? This
hey,
is Rich Yarber calling from Cleveland. Hey, guys.
That's Rich Yarber. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Yes.
I want to say we love the Motown Maurice show here in Cleveland, so you get a lot of big fans here.
Well, thank
there
you.
You
thank you very much. I love Cleveland. Thanks to Sunshine.
All right, awesome.
Thank you.
I just want to say hi, Sunshine. How you doing today?
I'm great, Rich. How lovely that you called in. Was that prophetic? Are you going to come down and shoot me now that I told him you're going to?
You know what? I might have to, too. I don't know. I want to meet Melanie anyhow, so I won't lie. I'd love to meet her. So,
okay,
but,
well, I think that she may be coming to in April. It depends on, you know, her agent's schedule for her. So,
all right,
cool.
Just let
me
know.
I'll do that.
I just want to say, though, hey, we're jealous out here. We got all the talent out there, Motown and Sunshine, all the great talents out in California, leaving us nothing here in Cleveland. So we want you guys to come back to Cleveland so some of us independent guys can have some good talent to work with.
I'll tell you what, we would love to come there. As soon as you book our flight, we'll be there tomorrow. But just because we're not really, I love you, Rich, but I'm not making a lot of money.
Don't tell me, I'll get
here.
Some money. I would rather have nothing more than Motown and Sunshine on my set.
You
I mean,
are so
talking
sweet.
You guys are awesome.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
Aww.
I look at it. It's
and I didn't know it was
going to
be a win-win. I actually could win a book today, too, one of Sunshine's books. So I'm really
yeah.
pumped up. So I got a question for you, Sunshine.
Oh, God, what is it?
Are you going to make any more TV appearances in the near future? You're always popping up on TV all the time.
Oh, you know
what's
what?
Your next TV appearance?
Thanks for asking. I just did a shoot for a show that I understand a lot of people in Cleveland really like this show. It's a reality show called 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was background, but you know how I am with background, Rich, right? I got to steal the show. I know, right?
Right.
Here's what we did, and you can see the pictures up on the IMDb. I was a female prison inmate, and I went upstairs with another female prison inmate, and the warden went downstairs, and he was yelling at the girls. Well, he was very mellow for a warden, but anyway, that's another story. And he said, well, I'm really upset with the way this place has been running. You people are no longer allowed to have your privileges are being revoked for 3 months, and you will have no visitation. About that time, me and this other chick started climbing over the bar and screaming, going, that ain't fair! So that was my claim to fame on 1,000 Ways to Die, and it should air in a couple of months.
All right. I can't wait to watch it. It's one of my favorite shows, too. Me and the guys at work always talk about that, so it'd be great that you're on there.
Well, if you look up the picture, and I really, you know how I am when I get into character. I do whatever the character would do.
Right.
Well, they had a picture taken of all the girls, and I'm going to tell you what, if I'd been in jail with some of them girls, I'd probably be dead because we'd be going round and round. Man, they were some nasty-looking chicks, okay? They really dressed the part. And so did I. So I was sitting on the bottom of the steps, and I flipped off the cameraman, and they took the picture. That's on the IMDb, Rich. Maybe
well,
I'll get
awesome.
Another role. I'll get a role in Bad Girls. There we go.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, but I just want to let you guys know that I think Motown and Sunshine, you guys are fantastic. I'm one of your biggest fans, and I can't wait to come back to Cleveland and do something here. Help us out, man.
Hey, we're all helping each other out. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. How fantastic is that? I can't wait to see this episode of 1,000 Ways to Die, and I just love Rich. Rich is another person that Sunshine got for me on my show within the past couple of months. So thank you so much, Rich and Sunshine.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep the party going, and we're going to keep it moving. Area code 310-310-847. What's your name and your question? You're on the line right now.
My name is Greg. I actually happen to be here.
That's my husband. Aw. He can't win a book. He doesn't need one because he's already read it. But anyway. Hi, Greg.
Hello, sweetheart.
What kind of question would you have for me today?
Yes, because you've done so much, everybody else. What do you do for yourself? You take time for everybody. Now, what are you doing for yourself?
I've never been speechless before, Motown. I don't know what to say. I know. I spend time with God, and that's the truth, and I do that for me. And I spend time with my little hamster. His name is Nehemiah. He's a little dwarf hamster, a little cute thing. That's what I do for me. And but the thing is, I really enjoy the acting thing. And I may do a lot of stuff for a lot of people, but I enjoy that. Because there's the joy, oh, God, Jed Clampett said once, he did, the joy you get from living is the joy you get from giving.
Mm.
And it's true, because I do. I love to give. It's a heart thing. I think God gave me a good heart. I got it from my mama.
Wow.
So thank you. That was a great question. And if I could, I'd give you a book. But, hey, you've already got me. I wrote it.
That was an awesome question. To put Sunshine speechless, that was awesome.
I know, right? And you know he did not tell me about that ahead of time. I had to really quick pull something out of there. Did it work out?
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg. Love you.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. We have another caller waiting patiently.
Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We ain't done yet. I had to extend this show to an hour because, I mean, your fan base is just tremendous.
Wow,
we have
how
a call.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. Area code 541. Area code 541. What is your name and your question right now?
Bonnie?
Hello?
Bonnie? That's Bonnie calling in from Oregon.
Okay, well, I'm going. She can call back. Sorry, Bonnie.
She's not
going
to be able to get in. She won't be able to get through if she lost the
hello?
Connection after.
Sorry,
Bonnie. There you are.
It helps if you don't mute the phone.
I was going to say you put it on mute again, didn't you? Yeah, you did.
Last time I called in, I did the same thing. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hello from your birth sister, Bonnie Ferguson, who was born the same day you were, 2,500 miles away in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's true. She was born on the same day as I was, and that's we met at a same kind of job. We were doing a phone sales job, and we were working at O'Neill's Portrait Studio, and we had both just taken a Powerful Abundant Living class. We were going to the same type of church. Thanks for letting me share that with you. Bonnie, hi, how are you?
I know that you have a very personal reason for working with Paul Peterson and a minor consideration, and I don't want you to go into the painful memories if you'd rather not. But my question is, what would you like to share with the audience about a minor consideration?
God bless you. Thank you so very much for that. And that answers Greg's last question. That's what I do for me. I spend time with Paul Peterson's A Minor Consideration website. That is a website that Paul Peterson has dedicated because he was a child star of mega proportions on the Donna Reed Show back when TV was real and they had morals and values, and it was a wonderful show that taught about family life. And he's got wonderful stories about working with Donna Reed and Carl Betts and Shelley Fabre, who also is still in the entertainment industry. She's played on a lot of stuff, too. But Paul Peterson grew up seeing a lot of his friends go through some awful stuff, like between parents that just have their kids working in Hollywood so that they don't have to work and they can make a living, to the point where Gary Coleman had no money because of, you know, what happened with him and stuff. And one day, Paul found out that Rusty Hamer, who played on Danny Thomas, he played the son on the Danny Thomas show. When the show went off the air, Rusty Hamer had no contact, from what I understand, with them, and then he got very despondent later and eventually committed suicide. And Paul Peterson got a call that happened, and that was, I think, 23 years ago. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I'm doing my best here. And so Paul said to his wife, he said, never again will I not do something for somebody that's going through something like that. If I ever get a call, I will be there each time I'm called. And that's how A Minor Consideration was born. And it started out just to helping the kids in Hollywood, but it grew, and now he's to the point where he's going not just to California, but he goes to different states. He helps legislators write laws. He gives them the right verbiage to use. You know, because he's been involved in this industry, he's a member on the board of AFTRA, which is the American Federation for Radio and Television Artists. He's a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I think he may be on board with them. I'm not sure. But I know that he's spent years in this industry, and now his whole purpose is to not just help the kids that are in the entertainment industry, but kids that are going through any type of abuse or misuse, you know. And I mean, he's talked to farming communities as well as people in Hollywood. You know, he just goes all over everywhere, and that's he does. Actually, Paul Peterson did a guest appearance at my school at Long Beach City College, just to talk to people, because we're in the human services industry. We're taking courses to become social workers or counselors or whatever. And he came and talked about what I just shared with you guys, a little bit that I shared with you. He talked a lot about it. So, Bonnie, that was a wonderful question, well-deserving of the book I was going to send you anyway. But, actually, no, I wasn't going to send you this one. I was going to send you the second one, because Bonnie, what people don't know is that Bonnie is my editor. Bonnie edits my books.
Oh,
the
wow.
One that she didn't, yeah, she edited the first two sci-fi books pristinely, and she wants to do, she's going to be the one to do some more re-editing when I make the poetry book available on Amazon. But right now, that's why I said it's a limited edition, because Bonnie hasn't given her magnificent seal of approval yet. And when that's done, then I can put it on Amazon. Until then, I will be sending you a poetry book, Bonnie.
Cool.
That was a wonderful question. Paul Peterson will be blessed, because you know what? I actually put Motown's show on Paul Peterson's website on the Facebook page of A Minor Consideration. So if there's anybody out there listening, I meant every single thing that I said about A Minor Consideration. It's a wonderful organization. And thanks for calling in, guys.
Yes. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wow, I can just feel the passion come out of you. And thank you for setting me up with that interview on Sunshine, because it was a prestigious interview. In addition to that, there's so much information that was shared that will expose knowledge that was hindered from others before. So we all know a lot more about this situation in the work labor industry. So thank you so much.
And, you know, and that's, you're welcome. That's why I was on set a few weeks ago, and with a bunch of kids, and I was watching the video that they, and I was supposed to be, my husband and I were in the background. We were supposed to be the parents of kids that were in school, in a school production, and they were dancing to a particular song. Well, the dancing was phenomenal. The song was disgusting. It was totally sexually suggestive. The kids aged from about, I don't know, 8 to about 15. And the 15-year-old was the most uncomfortable. Why? Because she knew that there was something wrong with that song. It was a bad song, and I was not comfortable. And not only that, that shoot was the only time in the history of my career that I was ever sexually harassed. But, you know, I was sexually harassed by a 75-year-old guy. You know, and it was terrible. It was not a good thing. And I kind of got a little verbal with him when he said what he did. And what should have happened is he should have been escorted off set. But because it was a non-union shoot and the producer was not aware of what was going on, I did talk with the producer later, who was mortified, but because he wasn't aware of what was going on and the production assistant that was there didn't know how to handle it, I just looked at him for some guidance and, what are you going to do about that? He didn't do anything. So finally I just said, look, this is me backing away before I say something really stupid. And I went and we got done with the shoot. I got my check and me and Greg just got out of there before it got stupid. And then I came back and I called the casting company that cast me in that project and told them, and they pulled up the guy's information in their database and red flagged it, because the casting company that I work with is a wonderful, legitimate place, and that's LA Casting. They're fantastic. When they find stuff like that out, when something like that happens and you call them and let them know, they don't play, they take care of it. They called the production company, they red flagged the guy's account, and that's that. And thank God that I wasn't some new person who would have freaked out.
Mm.
I'm not new anymore, I guess. I'm old. But I'm still cute, so it's okay.
Wow, what a lesson
learned.
Thanks for
letting me share that. Yeah,
oh,
I know,
absolutely.
Huh?
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. We're going to keep it going. According to my switchboard here, I have one caller who has pressed 1, and there's 3 other callers on the line. So make sure you press 1. I only have one caller right now, so I don't want to get somebody on the line and they don't want to be on the show. So press 1 if you want to call back. Okay. That
Wait,
same.
Can,
press
can
one again, everybody. Everybody, press one right now.
Wait, I need to make an announcement. I
make
do.
Make an announcement.
Because I have a friend who is extremely shy.
Uh-huh.
She's a wonderful girl, and I grew up with her in Indiana. Her name is Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby, you don't have to ask me a question. Just get on the phone and say, hi, this is Shelby, and I just called to say hello. You can
okay.
do that. It's okay. They won't bite your head off.
Listen, I'm going to get area code 216 on the line right now, and while y'all talking, I'm going to find out if the other callers want to talk. So area code 216, what's your name and what's your comment?
My name's Marlene Pittman. And I'm one of Sunshine's favorite. Sunshine's my favorite.
Aww.
I am her fan club, president of her fan club in Cleveland. And
yes,
honey, I've got to tell you, some of your fans here are begging me to get them autographed pictures of you.
So it depends on who it is. $5 a piece. I'm just kidding. I swear, Marlene. I'm just kidding, Marlene. You just
okay.
tell me how many you need. I'll put them in an envelope.
Oh, I could use. Well, there's none about eight of them that's me.
Really? Anybody I know? Who are they?
No, they're just people that have seen you, and they know that I'm your you know, president of your fan club, and they know that I know you personally, and they know that I love you, and I've been your...
The first time Marlene met me, do you remember the first song I sang that you really liked so much?
Yes, The Rose, you sang.
There you go.
And it was at a bar.
Yes, it was. It was definitely at a bar. Lou and Eddie.
That's it. Yeah.
And I actually won the costume because I came in there in my hippie clothes. They were having and I won $100 for having the neatest costume, and they just never knew that was my normal clothing. That'll learn them all, Marlene.
Marlene,
yeah. I'll send you 25. I'll put 25 in an envelope, and you can just give them out.
Okay.
I'll send you the black and white, though, because I don't have enough colors left. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
They will all be happy. And there's also, I've got to ask you a question. Are you ever going to come back to Cleveland? Because
okay,
Cleveland lost you. When Cleveland lost you, they really blew it. They lost you. They let you
well,
go.
Marlene, remember, I can't come back there to live because of my knees and arthritis
and stuff.
Oh, I know
you
can't.
Yeah, I know. I should leave, too, because of my body.
I know, but you know what I was just telling? Rich Yarber was just on the line, too. He's the guy that did Deep Dark Woods, No Witnesses. He wants to do pickup shots and do a prequel to Deep Dark Woods and have me and maybe Mark, the guy that played my husband, do a movie on that. And I may be back up there in April when Melanie goes to concert, and that will be in Toledo if you can get somebody to give you a ride.
I wish.
Well,
I don't
know. Maybe, if Rich Yarber comes out there, maybe you can ride with him.
Yeah, heck yeah.
We'll see what we can hook you up with, okay?
Uh-huh. And there's a question I've got to ask you. Am I going to get one of your free books?
Yes.
I am? Oh, that's so good. I've been waiting and wanting one so long.
Well, and it's like I said to everybody else, it's a limited edition. So once these are out, that's it. Nobody gets any more of them because Bonnie's going to rework it.
And this is your poetry book, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Marlene, I think I got some other people on the line, so I need to get off the phone here. But we can talk more later if you want to give me a call.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, and I love you. And I want to tell everybody, especially the guy that's giving you his chance to be on the air, that everybody who loves you and knows you and loves you and wishes nothing but great things for you because I told you from the first day I seen you and heard you sing, I said, you're going to go far in this world.
She did.
And by God, you have.
And speaking of which, you tell Miss Rose I said hello.
Oh,
there's a lady
Ms.
named Rose?
Rose
who, there's a name, lady named Rose that Marlene and I know that had owned a bar at the time. And she told me that I would never be able to be a cocktail waitress. She wouldn't hire me. She thought I didn't have enough class. So tell
and
Rose
she
I
also,
said, thank you.
and she also said you couldn't sing.
Tell her. I said, call the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and say that.
But you know what? She is.
What?
Oh, she's sorry now.
Good. Maybe tell her what. You can give her a headshot. I'll even autograph her.
Yeah.
Love you, Marlene.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Love you, too. Thanks. Love you,
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, are you still there? Motown? Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm still here.
I thought maybe did you mute me?
No, never that. I was actually in a secret room talking to the other callers who are getting ready to talk to you. Yep, that's how we work.
Goodness.
We got some high-tech stuff here. Watch out now. And I think we've saved the best for last. I mean, who knows? Some more callers might come in, but I have a very special someone on this line who just happens to be a part of your bloodline. Yes, indeed. Your bloodline, ladies and gentlemen. Sunshine sister Becky. How you doing,
yes!
Becky?
Hey, I'm
Becky.
Doing great, Motown.
Hey, thanks for calling. You were my guest yesterday. Now you're calling in for your sister today.
Well, certainly. I heard her speaking about a poetry book or something, and I hadn't heard about this. And I thought maybe she would give me the information also.
Rebecca, just for calling in, you got the book. You have to ask me a question. Once you ask me a question, that entitles you to a free book that I'm buying. The one that I just published called Musings of Sunshine, A Lifetime in Verse.
Wonderful.
Surprised you, huh?
Well, yeah, now I get it free instead of having to pay for it.
I know, huh? You got to pay for the other two, but this one you got on the house. How's that?
Actually, I do believe you gave me one on the house before.
Did I?
Yeah,
you're one of the. I must really love you then, because you're one of the few. I sold it to everybody else.
All right, that's great. Well, I won't give the title of that one.
Thank you. You can give that title. It says Timeless as Infinity.
The other one just got published,
so it couldn't have been anything else but.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy because, as I said to Motown yesterday, I'm doing the very same thing of a compilation of my poetry. So I guess we both have the writer's, you know, creative from mother inside us after all.
We do. I've been writing since I was 12, and I think, or 10 or something. I wrote a song called Do What Diddy Diddy. I was either 10 or 12. It was all.
I recall that song.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Aw. Thank you. Isn't that precious? Aw. So, anyway, you have to ask me a question, though. Ask me a question. Becky?
Well, let me see. Oh, I am. I'm still here. So, what is happening in your life right now that is so different than you're ever, I would say, than 5 years ago? What's the difference today?
Having worked with a production company called Absolutely Productions. Give big ups to Absolutely Productions. That's the production company that gave me a chance. I went down for an audition, and I didn't get it. And I just said, eh, oh, well. 4 months later, they called me up, and they said, you weren't what that particular producer wanted. However, you are perfect for this one video shoot that we want you to do. And what it was there's a band that did the song called California for the series called The OC. That band's name is Phantom Planet. After Phantom
mm-hmm.
Planet did California, they did a song called Dropped, where I played the lead. I was the girl that was dropping the guy, and at the end of the video, he dropped me. It was a great video. From then on, Absolutely Productions knew I would do whatever it took, and they hooked me up with Tim and Eric's Totally Awesome Show, and then with John C. Reilly. So what's different is having had that opportunity to go out, to come back to California and start doing things like that, that's the difference between then and now, plus going back to college 2.5 years ago when I got laid off. And when I went back to college, I decided to do a double major and take classes in theater as well as classes in human services so that I could get my degree in social work, which gave me the opportunity to work with Paul Peterson from A Minor Consideration. And in the learning of those classes, I found that in order to be a good counselor, you have to be able to counsel yourself effectually. And so I learned all these different things, and that changed me. It helped me to redirect my focus and be able to reframe my negative thoughts into positive ones. It really did. It made a huge difference. And I credit stuff like that to Mom, our mom who went back to college when she was 55, and the music of Melanie Safka, who got me through a horrendous childhood and then 8 years of two really bad marriages. So those are the things that changed my life in the beginning. And then redirecting this focus, and I think just God just gave me this huge gift. He dropped college in my lap. He dropped California back in my lap. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and God's been with me the whole time. You know, he got me through my life. So thank you for letting me share that, Becky.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let me ask one more question about this Absolutely Productions?
Yes.
Did I say that right? Okay. Are they like SAG certified, or are they non-union, or do you know?
Actually, that's a very good question. I don't know them to have booked anybody that's non-union, but I don't think that means that they wouldn't, because I know that I talked with them one time. Mm-hmm. They were actually looking for new faces, for new comedians, and I knew a couple from school, and they weren't union, and so they were willing to see them. So I don't know. I could, you know what, ask me that later, and I'll call and find out, and then maybe I can send them your headshot. I might be able to do that. I'll have to call and ask them. And Motown, if you ever want me to do that with you too, I can do that too. In fact,
sounds
we might
like
be
a
looking
plan
for you, Motown. Yeah, they may be looking for somebody who looks like you, all right, because you're funny, you're engaging, and you're very, very cute. You're welcome.
Well,
I was wondering if that meant you were inferring that I was rather comic-looking.
No, you're just rather comic, though. I can't say you're comic-looking. You look like me. Oh, that's right. They think I'm funny.
Oh,
well, maybe
you
are.
Well, thank you, Becky. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
Motown
calling.
You're the greatest. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
thank
Becky.
You. Bye, bye.
And I want to let everybody know about this book. I have to order more, so I won't forget, I promise. It's going to take about a month to get them to make them and send them back out, because I just got my first shipment, and I only ordered 3 books, because I was originally only going to give out one. Mm-hmm. And then I decided, what the heck, let's do it upright and give everybody one. I just had no idea so many people were going to call, so
yeah.
I'll order about 20 more.
And I think we have one more caller. All right.
Wow.
One more caller from area code 713-713. You are on the line right now. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi. My name is Sam. And first of all, I would like to say thank you, Motown, for your awesome show. I love your show. And Sunshine.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sunshine. First, before I ask the question, I would like to say that I think it is so awesome that you're such a nice person. I've seen you help Motown, and I think that you are so supportive and wonderful. And it's nice to see people like you.
Mm-hmm.
You are so
question,
sweet. Thank you.
If I can just intervene real quick, Sam has helped me behind the scenes with a lot of my recent projects. So anyone who's been in my life can't be in my life without knowing about Sunshine. So she's very familiar.
I
like,
see.
Yeah,
okay.
So she knows about you because you have called many times when she's been around helping out with some of the projects. So.
Okay, now
so
I know. That's what I thought. Now I know who she is. I feel better now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So what question can I answer for you?
I have 2 questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
We're running short on time, but
try
to make them quick. You can go ahead. You'll be fine.
Okay. The first question is, what is the longest period of time it has taken you to write your books? And 2, what do you think is to come for you and your career in 2012?
It took a month, I think, to write my second book. That's a really hard question to ask, because originally I started writing a sci-fi book when I was 12, and I wrote a chapter and then I put it away and I stopped writing. And then I started writing again just, you know, a few years ago. That book was as timeless as infinity, and it took me 3 days. It was it's just a short story. Then the second book took me about 3 weeks, I think, to write the sequel to that. And the book of poetry that I just published really was a lifetime in verse, because I started writing when I was 10, and I'm now 56. So, and I always write poems, and I think that now, as far as I can remember, they're all in there. So it just depends on how you look at it. When I sit down to write, I can write for an hour and then put it away and come back 3 days later and write for 4 hours. It just depends on my mood, you know.
Okay.
And so it just depends. But so that was the answer to that. And the answer to what I think is going on, I don't know, because I'm telling you, I just think it's onward and upward. The people in Cleveland keep saying stuff like that to me, and I think it's true. Because ever since I hooked up with Absolutely Productions, and then I did a scene for Call 911, which was real dramatic, and people have seen that I actually can do stuff. And it doesn't, I'm overweight, and not a lot of people think that when you're overweight that you can do stuff in Hollywood. Well, sure you can. You just work it. You just find where you fit. And I found where I fit, and I'm okay, you know. So I just keep going onward and upward to bigger and better things. And when
awesome.
The movie comes out of with Tim and Eric's totally awesome show, the $1 billion movie, people see that scene. I'm in the trailer. That took my IMDb page down on the star meter to the amount of like when you just start on the IMDb, you're like 2 million, which means you're not very popular. I actually got down to 441, which was amazing.
Oh wow!
So I know, and that's because of being in the trailer. So I just think it's onward and upward to bigger and better things, and thank you so much for asking that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Sam. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
So, Sunshine,
how long have we been on the show?
We've been on the show for an hour, really. We really have. We got 3 minutes left, Sunshine, and to be honest with you, I'm lost for questions. You're fan.
I have one thing to do. I'll sing 4 lines of a song.
Okay, let's end. Let's do this. Sing 4 lines of a song. Say an inspirational quote and promote your website, and you're out.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved someone like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. This is Ray Sunshine Lee. My website is www.vimeo.com/Sunshine Lee. And I also have now a new fan page on Facebook. Just type in Sunshine Lee and like that page, because I need as many fans as I can get. Thank you so much for calling in, guys. Motown, I love you to pieces. Did you have one more question for me?
No, I am good. Your fans ask every question that I could have possibly asked.
Well, I have one to remind you of.
Okay.
There's a guy that I heard about that's coming up, and they used to say he was the Arsenio Hall of the future. He's not. He's kicking butt and taking names, and he's running his own show, and his name is Motown Maurice. Look out! Thank you.
And on that note, we will usher in a bright and fine new year. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sunshine. That was awesome.
Call me back with addresses and numbers and stuff, Motown, okay?
I absolutely will. You are awesome. You are great. You are incomparable. You are fantastic, amazing. Aww. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Sunshine Lee, thank you so much. Until next time, we will be in touch, without a doubt.
Thanks, Motown. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Have a great night. Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Did you not enjoy that interview or what? What an exciting interview. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I think we broke the record on the amount of callers for this show, and I know this show is going to be hot in the archives because Sunshine Lee was a part of it. Keep me posted. I look forward to meeting you one day. Finally, we'll meet each other, Sunshine. So thank you for everything. Thank you for everybody calling in. Listen, pay attention. I have a prayer warrior. If you like prayers, call in tomorrow, same time. I have a prayer warrior that's going to be on the line accepting prayers, praying for everybody, and bringing in a brand new year for 2000. God bless, and I look forward to talking with you again in the near future. Don't forget to call tomorrow for some prayers. One love, Motown Maurice. And check out MotownMaurice.com.